breathing will of the Father. He made you. Anyone decide to be born? Anyone in this house? Did anyone? I just wonder if I'd like to meet you because it'd be the first time. Anyone decide you were going to be born? No, you didn't. God decided for you. So you're purposed by the order of God's will. I love the scriptures. We were driving, my wife and I were driving here today, and I just said, look at this day. There was one big cloud just ahead of us. And I said, what a beautiful day. And I said, God made this day. Out of the perfect order of his will, he made this day. I don't ever wake up and think, well, it's another day, or the sun's risen, or it just is as it is. Every day is a created day. Every day is shaped for something incredible. Every day is shaped for something miraculous. I love the way God has taught me to believe, because every single day of our lives, something incredible happens. Something phenomenal happens. Something amazing happens. Sometimes it looks like, wow. And sometimes it looks like, wow. But nonetheless, it's still by the hand of God. If you believe, and you need to hear me from beginning to end, if you believe that evil can happen to you, when what God is doing turns your world upside down because it needs it, you'll never know that good is happening. You'll always perceive, and good will seldomly happen to you. Wonder will seldomly happen to you, because your foundation will never be built upon the word of the Lord. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and everyone that dwells in it. Who is this Lord? This God, my God, his way is perfect. God is good. So good. God is love. And then the word also teaches us that the natural mind, the carnal mind, the chemistry of man, is not subject to the laws of God. And why? Because the laws of God rule over them. They are not meant to explain, the laws of God to explain to humanity or to the mind what is happening, because God built you different than that. He built you to be greater than your thoughts. Why? So the glory of God could be manifest in a vessel that knew this is not by me getting more intelligent or working hard or studying a lot or just being a good person, but this is God dwelling in me. And the reason for that is in the beginning, in the Genesis of time, God created the heavens and the earth. And the word says the earth was void and without form, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Darkness wasn't evil. Darkness meant one thing. Darkness meant the absence of light. And God said, let there be, and it wasn't dark anymore. And it's not dark anymore. What we perceive, what we think, determines the foundation of what we are going to believe, or our foundational belief system, if you will. If you believe that bad can happen to you, when God begins to readjust, when greatness comes on you, and it is overwhelming to you, you'll fight against your greatness. You'll fight against your promotion. You'll contend against the blessing of the Lord. And you'll wonder why it doesn't come. You'll wonder why it isn't happening. Now, people ask me and say all the time, you know, I wonder why this, I wonder why that. Why does this take this long? Why does that take that long? And sometimes what I want to say is, just because you're a bad person. You're probably just very bad. Probably just a sinner. Probably made God mad. Because that's, in essence, what oftentimes people think, and sometimes I like to just thrust that on them. Because you probably did something very wrong. That's probably why. And God's mad at you. But the truth is when God begins to do something to teach us something, and it's overwhelming, it's beyond what we're able to process through our chemistry, that buck and a half worth of emotions that drives so many people's actions and attitude, then nothing greater than that can ever happen. If you believe evil is after you when you do good, then the foundation of your system, whether it's man or spirit or whatever it is, then the foundation that you have built is divided in half. Half the time it's going to look good, and the other half it's going to look bad. Half the time it's going to feel great, and the other half of the time it's going to feel really bad. But that has nothing to do with the perfect order. The word of the Lord is perfect. The law of creation is perfect. The creation of mankind is perfect. But we're told constantly that no one is perfect. We're told constantly that the earth is just filled with sin, and it's out of order, and it's out of control. But the Word of God tells a different story. The Word of God tells us to prophesy, to speak the Word of the Lord. And this is what it said. Jesus said, if you love me, you do what I say. Because if you love me as God, you're going to believe that I'm good. And if you believe me, you'll do what I say. And when you do what I say because you believe me, not just believe in me. Most everyone, to some degree, believes in God. Word said the demons believed. But that you believe God. What you say is who I am. What you say is the order of my life. And we can always say this happened and that happened, but what you can't tell me is why it happened. Only God knows the order that He has created for you to walk in. And God is omnipresent. It would be more difficult for God not to be very personal one-on-one with you than it is for Him to be with you. It would be more difficult for Him to be absent from you than it would be for God to be present with you. Because He's God, and you are the created purpose of His will. Every thought, every intention, God created you out of that. You are a piece of heaven. You are. You're a piece of heaven. You may walk like a piece of the other place, but the perfect order is that you walk and live as a piece of heaven. Jesus said, when you pray, pray, your kingdom come, your will be done right here in the earth as it is in heaven. So when God created mankind, He created us for a purpose. Now the Psalm, 23rd Psalm, says, the Lord is my shepherd. We quote it here all the time for a purpose. It's the foundation. The Lord is my shepherd. What does that mean? He's leading me. No one else. I don't care what people are saying about the chaos in the world, and you shouldn't either. Now, I know that's not popular pulpit preaching, but the reality is if you care about it, you will live it. If you believe it, your foundation will be built in expectation of the worst that's going to happen. Jesus said, Jesus came into the earth and He preached the order of the will of the Father. Let me read to you who it says He is. In Colossians 1 and verse 15, it says, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Romans 1:20 says, calls God the invisible God, or the invisible nature of God, the invisible nature of God. And that's really what you're looking for. You're looking for the visible nature of God. And the Word says that Jesus was the image of the invisible. Who is Jesus? He was the image. He was the manifested nature of the invisible God. He was the image of the invisible God. So, let's talk about human. What did Jesus come in the form of? Human, man, just like you. No difference. And the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and glory. So, we have to change, church, what we believe. We have to rebuild a foundation that isn't half soft and half solid, that isn't half yielding and half standing. We have to determine, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me all the time, every time. I will not want. I just won't. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me. He leads me. I just took a trip it was going to be a day, ended up 3 days. It wasn't the most convenient time for me. I did it because invitation came, and I just said, God wants me there. Then my wife points at me and says, you're supposed to go. You need to go. Not a convenient time. Doesn't feel like it's the best time to go. It just doesn't feel. We've got a couple of things going on. But the thing that makes me make the decision, the things that should make you make the decision you make, is knowing God is with me. He's ordering my steps. We fight against the will of the Father because our senses, our chemistry, our emotions, our feelings, the way we were treated that we didn't like, the way we weren't accepted as we wanted to be, the thing that happened to our life, why were we deserving of whatever it is? And it really, that has nothing to do with who you are, where you're going, and what you're supposed to do. The order is supposed to be, my steps are ordered of the Lord. We'll explain. I'm not here to explain anything. I'm here to believe God. That's our order. God put man, Adam and Eve, in the garden, perfect setting. And in the perfect setting of the perfect garden, God planted two trees, a tree of knowledge of a tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life. And they were both in the same proximity. So to see one, you had to pass another. God said to one, you can eat of all you want. And you can eat of everything, but there's one tree I don't want you to touch. And this is why God did it. He said, I want you in all the order, knowing your dominion, knowing the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. There's one way to keep that perfect order, only one way. Believe you have everything. Believe all things have been given to you. Believe that I am God with you. Believe I have given you everything. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't lack anything. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quieted waters. He restores my soul. If we would believe the perfect order of God, the world that is responding to doubt and unbelief would transform into faith and life. And I can prove it by the word of God. The earth was lush and beautiful and full. There was no shame. There was no nakedness. There was no fear in the garden because God gave Adam and Eve one thing, his word to believe. Just believe God. Just believe God. Just believe God. And as long as they did that, they walked in the fullness of God. There wasn't anything they needed. There wasn't anything they lacked. God said, I've made you in my image. I've made you in my likeness, and I bless you. I wonder what that conversation would have sounded like. What would God have said the day that he looked at Adam and Eve and he blessed them? What would he have said? What incredible things would God have said to them so they would remember the voice of God? Maybe he would have said, you're beautifully, fearfully, and wonderfully made. You bear the image of the invisible, me. You bear the image of my glory. I clothe you in my favor and my love. All the earth that is before you will surrender to you. You'll know everything you need to know exactly when you need to know it. You'll have to, no fear, no dread of anything. Peace will pursue and capture you. I wonder what he would have said. I mean, we have hints throughout the word when God speaks, how he talks about us. We're the apple of his eye. He watches over us. He cares for us. He loves us. He leads us. And in all that we have, because we just think if things were different, if things were just different, if this happens, or if that doesn't happen, or if that didn't happen, or if that did happen, that wouldn't change anything. God told Moses, I want you to lead my people out of bondage. But bondage wasn't where they were. Bondage was their minds. Because God brought them out through wonders and miracles. He said, I've shown you things no one has ever seen, ever. And it wasn't enough. Egypt wasn't their bondage. Their disbelief was their bondage. They doubted God. There was no foundation to build anything that would remain. The Old Testament scripture says in various and sundry different ways, hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord God, he's one. He's the only God, and he's all God. And God is complete in everything. When God is present with you, and he can't not be because he said he was, because he's omnipresent, he's with you in totality, in fullness, completely. Everything that he is, he's at with you because he can't be half of himself. He doesn't throw you out to be a ball for a cat to play with. Every serpent isn't the devil, but any serpent can be the devil. That's up to you. The devil could be your next door neighbor. The devil could be your boss. The devil could be you. Only God is omnipresent. That's just it. That's the way it is. So if the devil's at your neighbor's house, he can't be at yours too because he's not omnipresent. And demons aren't afraid of him like you might think they are, because he has no power. So what the church has believed, many religious people have believed, is the devil lied to me. So what? So did your neighbor. You lied. You see, it's not the power of evil that pursues you. It's the doubt of fullness that overwhelms you. I doubt that I'm full. Had Eve had said to the serpent, which the word says in Genesis, the word says the serpent was the most cunning beast, creature, not demon, not devil, the most cunning beast that the Lord God made. And everything God made, he blessed. Are you with me? Everything God made, he blessed. Just reading from the scriptures. Everything God made, he blessed. And the word says there was a day that the serpent said. Has God really said? God put that serpent there. God built, made, and created that serpent to be overcome by the word of God. So Adam and Eve knew the authority they had by just believing the spoken word of God. Believing one thing would have turned the world around. I'm already like God. He said, if you eat this fruit, you'll be like God. What if she said, God said, I am like him. He said, I'm made in his image and in his likeness, and he's given us all things. What do you have to offer? Bow down and worship him. The world would have changed. That's simple. If you do the same thing in the world you live in today, your world will turn around. It's not about what is fair, what should or shouldn't, what you do or don't know, because the world is filled with that disorder. And if you live that way, you'll never find peace. And the things that want to go right won't be able to, because the foundation you have built won't support the weight of the blessing of the Lord, the right of the Lord. And even if it did, something else will happen and put you in the same position, because it's not the order of things, it's the perfect order of God that keeps everything together. For the word of the Lord is sure. It's your counselor. It tells you how to look at, and the foundation that we stand on is, the Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. I don't want for any good thing. If you believe God has given you everything, you'll never think that you're missing something or anything. You'll know you have all things. And you'll watch that order of all things, the perfect order of God, bring everything into coalition. It'll just uniform. It will bring itself together in your life, and you'll see the favor of God. You'll say, if you would simply say, God's doing something, when you don't understand what's going on, if you'd let your ear hear your tongue say, God's doing something incredible in my life, because God's only good, and only good can happen to me. I will not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What does that mean? He's guiding me exactly the way he wants me to go because of the perfect order he's already assigned me to. He's already ordered my steps. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Yeah, but so-and-so said and so-and-so said. If they're saying the word of God, believe them. If they're not, don't. And the word of God over you is good. God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son. If you believe in him, you wouldn't perish, you'd have everlasting life. He overlooked every bad you did because he knows the perfect order of his will is far greater than the disorder of your unbelief. So he brings his will to pass because that's what he made you to do. This is what he made everybody. It's mine. All of it belongs to me. You're his. Say, I'm his. I'm his. And he loves me like he loves himself. Say it. God loves me like he loves himself. You know he does, because he loved Jesus, and Jesus said, I'm doing the will of the Father, and God loves me. And he said, Father, dwell in them like you and I dwell in one another, so they can be one in us. God created you out of his will, out of his word, for God so loved you that he gave Jesus. Jesus said, the Father's love you like he loves me. And who is Jesus? God. He loves you like he loves himself. Think about that. Don't be religious. Don't get all religious on me, y'all. Say, I believe. And if you'll think in that order, things will begin to, you'll stop stealing, lying, cheating, being envious, jealous, bitter, because you're not going to feel like you need to do anything in order to get something. You'll realize you have it all. God didn't say you'll see it all. He said you have it all, and it will make itself manifest in the way that promotes you the best. It'll advise your mind. It'll advise your emotions. Then the will of God takes control. See, what God was doing was giving Adam and Eve what he made them to have. Dominion. The Greek word, to put it under. And if you don't put the earth under your feet, it'll put you under its. So put it under. Put it under, sons of thunder. I believe the word of the Lord. God said, this is what you do. I've given you everything. Given you everything. If I only had. If you only had, if you're ever thinking, when I get that, it'll happen, you'll never be happy. You'll never be happy. And I'll tell you why. Because everything is never enough. Only all things are enough. He is the all thing. Because you can only want so much. Hell and destruction, the word tells us, are never full. So are the eyes of man, never satisfied. There'll always be more. There's always something else. There's always another piece. But if you believe he's given me the fullness of all things, I have everything. And the way I have it is God has purposed me. He's ordered me. He's directing my mind. Say it. He's directing my mind. I'm not afraid. The word says, fear not what man can do to you. But yet, we stand there, God, don't let man hurt me. God, don't let... Come on. Fear not what man can do to you. Be not afraid. I'm with you. Then Paul said, I found something. He said, you know, he said, church, to be carnally minded is death. What is carnally minded? You're divided in your thoughts. You can't make up your mind. You know that to be true. You buy anything today and it's great, new, and shiny. Someone else drives by with something a little more shiny, walks by with something a little brighter, a little narcy, a little sharper, a little more, and you want that. And then if someone else has it that you know, then you don't want it anymore because they have it. So we're always just trying to, you know. God told Moses, I want you to lead the children out of the bondage, children of Israel out of the bondage, but it was the bondage of their mind. So God taught them how to believe. But being free from what they wanted freedom from wasn't enough, was it? Just getting out of trouble, getting out of debt won't satisfy you. It's not enough. Because what you want is not enough. Who he is enough. He is the more than enough. He is the fullness of all things. So he planted a garden, and he drew out of the garden the dust of humanity. And he didn't leave it in the order in which he pulled it from the ground. He shaped it. And we see this in Jeremiah when he speaks to him, and he says, I want you to go down to the potter's house, and I want you to work, watch him work a work on the wheel. In other words, he's making some kind of vase or vessel, something. I want you to go watch him work. And the word says, and God says to Jeremiah, he said, when you go and you watch, you're going to see the word of the Lord. I thought that was pretty cool. You're going to hear, but literally you're going to see the word of the Lord. And the word says, so Jeremiah goes out there, maybe peeks in the window and he's watching the potter there, maybe cracked the door open, stood there and he's watching him. He said, well, this is what God told me to do. It doesn't make much sense to me, but here I am. I've been there a few times myself. Here I am. And the word says, as he watched him work a work on the wheel, the clay that he was working on, he was making some type of vessel, became marred. And the word says it became marred in the potter's hands. We've talked about that many times. But it was the potter's hands that did what looked like the vessel was being marred. But it's the same thing that happened when God drew us out of the earth. He didn't leave us the way we came out. It's not about getting out of trouble. It's not about getting out of debt. And all those things are great. It's not about getting out of a situation. It's about getting in to privilege and power. It's about getting in to dominion. It's about getting in to the place where we stand and say, I have the fullness of all things. It's not about how much money, what vehicle, it's not about any of that, and it never will be, because I promise you, by the word of God, it'll never be enough. As a matter of fact, sometimes too much is more than you're able to handle in yourself, and it becomes the very weight that sinks you in the sea, because you lose your perspective of God doing things through you instead of you having the ability to do things you want to do, because you'll never, ever, 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 ever have the ability in yourself to satisfy you, because that's not what you are. You are a seed, and a seed does not know how to become what it is until it remembers where it came from. And there's only one way that happens. God said, I'm going to make the only place that seeds and promise grow, earth. And I'm going to plant my glory there. And all I want them to do is believe my word. Because faith in the word of God, uncompromised faith. Paul said, here's another thing. He said, I beseech you, Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, O King James, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's why I always say the sacrifice God wants is a sacrifice you are. Holy, acceptable unto God. He's wanting you to think that way. This presentation is through Christ. It's holy and acceptable. It's God will accept it. Pretty cool, right? You don't think it is? Pretty cool. Say, that's really cool. I'm acceptable to God. And then he says, and this thought is worship. Thinking like this, I'm acceptable to God. I'm a living sacrifice, acceptable to God. There was only one that was acceptable to God. Jesus, the Christ. So he's saying, my presentation before the Father is as the Son himself. So often religion teaches us that we're on this journey, this long, dreaded, hard, drudgerous journey. And someday, at some point, at some time on the clock, we're going to arrive. But it's not about time, because he is all time. So he's your tomorrow today. He's your year from now today. He's your 2 years from now this moment. But whatever God wants to do, and you don't have to know, all you have to do is believe, because he didn't create you to know everything. He created you to do everything. Do you know what a born-again does? Does what God does. It transforms things. And all the negative you hear in the world, just like the serpent said, hasn't God said? And Eve said, he has said. And well, why don't you do this? Because God's not telling you the truth. No, God's told you the truth. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're made in the image and the likeness of God, and you'll never be more so than you are right now. And if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of the living God, didn't say understand, he said believe, and there's a part of you that God created to believe that. He said, my word is not laborious. It's not difficult. So don't tell me what religion says. It's hard to serve God. Where did you get that? It's hard not to serve God. I'm only human. Where did you get that? You're not only human. You're way, way more spirit. You love. You can't see it, touch it, smell it. Hatred, anger, bitterness, fear, excitement, joy. You're more spirit. The spirit leaves the body, the body's done. As long as the spirit's in the body, spirit's alive. Doctors even know that. I know. Talk to them. They know if the spirit is holding on. And you know what they try to do sometimes? So a person will just go. They try to get that person to release that spirit in them so their body will go. They may not understand it, but they get it. They know something's going on. It's not just the will of the mind, because the mind can be dead, but the spirit is alive. That spirit of God in you is alive. The will of the Father is alive in you. You can change this world into the image that God has created, but you got to see it first. He said, my people perish because they lack the vision. The vision of what? What God has said. What kind of place is this? A perfect place. The world is perfect. You're perfectly human, perfectly created, perfectly purposed, perfectly chosen, perfectly called, and God perfectly planted you. And he said, if you will die to yourself, something beyond your expectations will take your place. In the present world, where you are right now, that thing, whatever, it doesn't matter what the thing is. Whatever it is, God will turn it around for his glory. But will you give him glory? when it happens? Not unless you give him glory before. You'll come up with something. Something will make sense. You know, my banker did it. My mom did it. My lawyer did it. Someone did it. When you say, the Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. We fight so many battles sometimes, and we think we're fighting against evil spirits and dark powers, and what you're really fighting against is the transforming hand of God that drew humanity out of the dust and shaped it into his image, and then breathed the Ruach of God into man, and man became a living soul. That's who you are. You're the blessed of the Lord. You're the favorite of God. But you have to, the word says, with all your getting of wisdom, get understanding. Understand in whom you have believed. Stand on the foundation that only good, no matter how bad a situation may be, say only good will happen to me. Build your foundation on your faith, because what you've been fighting against is your unbelief all your life. And if the devil loves anything, he loves to stand back and go, they think I'm responsible for all this. I love how powerful they think I am. I love that they think my voice is greater than their neighbor's voice. You know what they say? They say, I said it to them, and that's why they did it. You believe that? They say that I'm always after them. They don't get that no one's subject to me. They don't get that all are subject to the hand of Almighty God. That's why Jesus, when the disciples said, we've cast demons out, he said, I saw him fall as lightning. Don't rejoice because of that. Rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Rejoice because God is mindful of you. You ever wonder why the church is in the state it's in? Think about it. You ever wonder why the world is in the state it's in? Adam, because you disobeyed me, look what's happening to the earth. Look at it. Look what it's doing. It's rebelling against you. Because you've taken your dominion away and you've given it to your doubt and unbelief. Look at the earth. Look what it's doing. Because I gave you dominion over it. The earth responds to the righteousness of God. Governments, kingships, leaderships. I look at the world and I don't go, oh man, the devil's out there just having a great... I look at that and go, man, the church is asleep. And when they wake up, they get up and chase the dark spirit somewhere across into the abyss and does nothing. But if they get up and understand all things work together for good, God, what are you saying? You're doing something. Begin to prophetically speak the word. Encourage people how to believe that only good is going to happen to them. That no, when the enemy, not the enemy, the one you think, but the enemy, doubt and unbelief, knows that you have faith in the word of God alone, won't have a thing to say to you about you, bother you, trouble you, unnerve you, disconnect you, disorient you, and God will bring this world in the order that he's going to do, because God has people that believe the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. It all happened in the beginning, in the Genesis. What was it? God said, I've given you the entire earth, believe me, and I planted you here because the earth is the only place that seed and promise grows. What does that mean? The invisible God makes his image, his glory, his nature known. The invisible God makes his nature known. Through what? The heavens? No. Through you. If the heavens were all God wanted, he would never have created the earth. Why did he do it? Because this is where the invisible image of God is made known. This is the place. Pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth. Why? Because this is the only place that it's made manifest in the fullness. That's why Christ came. God could have just said, I forgive him because I love him. Just wipe it all away. He didn't. He said, I want a vessel to believe. I want an Adam to believe that I'm God. I want him just to believe me. And then I want, no matter what comes against him, not what speaks to him, I want him to go, it's no big deal because God's for me. I want him to know that he has my fullness dwelling in him. I want him to know he lacks nothing, and I want him to know it by faith, so the invisible attributes of God, the invisible nature, can be manifest through him. And the word says the glory of God is made known through the church. Believe in the perfect order of God's will. Believe in the perfect position that God has given you all things. Believe this, now you are complete. You know what that word complete is? Anybody know what the word complete means? Perfect. Now you are perfect in Him, who is head over all authorities and powers, and He's given you dominion over everything. Only good's going to happen to you. Only the blessing of the Lord will fall your way. Favor will fall to you. The Word says people will see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. They will see the manifested image of God's will in your life. We believe, we say we believe, we speak we believe, and yet this person didn't do it, that person didn't like me, this person wasn't. I mean, I'm around people all the time that love me. And I'm around people all the time. Sometimes you can tell they just don't like me. And of all the people that like you, the people you think about the most are the people you think don't like you. Why? Because you need to die to yourself. You gave me that to know that that doesn't have to bother me. That serpent is mine. He belongs to me. You've given him to me. He's a gift to me to say God has said. So I know that no matter how cunning the world, no matter how crafty politics or government is, no weapon can be formed against me that could prosper. So it just doesn't matter what weapon it is, because the point of a weapon is to prosper against you. And if it can't, it doesn't matter. Good will fall your way. The blessing of the Lord will rain on you. My foundation is sure. It's built upon the rock. Who is it? Jesus. What is He? Unmovable. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change, but He'll change everything about you. He'll change everything around you. He'll bring you into the full understanding. God is for me and not against me. The Lord leads me in the way that I should go. Only goodness and mercy will pursue me. I love that. Remember, you don't get it, it gets you. All the days of my life, only good will happen to me. And I'll dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. We have to change. We have to see the transformation in the earth by moving the heavens of God. And that power, that authority takes place when we stand here and say, "Hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken." God is speaking to me. God is speaking through me. My world looks like it's in a wreck. It's a total, utter chaos. God's doing something. Something I can't see. The invisible attributes of God are about to be made manifest in me, and God is revealing His will, His purpose, His promise, and His power. God has planted me as a seed in the earth to believe that nothing. God allows you. God gives you vision. God shows you things so you can see how much greater than that you are, so you can be a greater impact in the nations of the earth, because you've taking your focus off the world. We're so focused on changing the world. I can't find that anywhere in the scriptures. I find the opposite. Set your mind on things above, not on the earth beneath. Where you are seated, where we reign and rule with Christ. We don't have to fight the system. We don't have to scream at the system. We just have to be the light. In a world that believes in darkness, show them the light so they'll believe in the light. And we can't be compromised. Paul, a two-souled individual, a double-minded man, is unstable in all their ways. How unstable has the church been? For how long? I'm blessed, but I'm attacked. God's blessing comes, and when it does, then evil comes. My neighbor comes. They're trying to get ahead of me. They're trying to get in front of me. They're saying this about me. They're saying, it doesn't matter who lies about you. It doesn't matter who says what about you. What matters is, do you know what God says about you? Because the one thing you need is you need faith in His word regarding you. That's what you need. You need to know the perfect order of the Lord is working in my life. I know the word of the Lord regarding me. He called me chosen. He called me a royal priesthood. He called me a holy nation. He called me pleasing in His sight. He called me chosen. He called me fearfully and wonderfully made. He called me loved. He called me the apple of His eye. He called me the beloved. He called me His friend. Let's pray. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for a transformation of mind. Let this mind be in you who is in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself to the will of the Father and just said, I see what the Father does and I say it and I do it. Not by my own power, it's by the Spirit of the Lord. This is not me, this is God in me. This is not a man, this is a promise. Father, I give you praise for everyone in the house and those that are viewing today. I thank you for the wonder that you do in every life present. Stand with me, I'm praying for you. Stand with me right now. Believe with me, God is going to do exceeding beyond all I know to even ask or think. He doesn't need you to ask for everything you need or you think you need. He said, if you'd seek me first, if you believe that I'm God in you, God with you, God through you, he said, I'll bring every, it will pursue you. Seek first the kingdom of God, his rightness, and all things will be added to you. You won't catch them, they'll catch you. Father, we give you praise. We fall upon the heavens of God today. We say, hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth, for God has spoken. The Lord has called us blessed and chosen. Let the blessing of the Lord reign and rule in your hearts, your bodies, your mind. God, show you a way in, because your way in is your way out. Instead of trying to get out of trouble, try to get into his presence. But don't try. It's not laborious. It's not difficult. Believe God. Don't confuse your mind with your words. Say, the Lord has blessed me. The Lord is keeping me. In all things, they work together for my good. God's up to something incredible. This is the greatest season of my life. Only good will happen to me. Something great is going to happen today. God is great, and he's greatly with me. He loves me. I'm his chosen. I'm his favored. I'm his called out by my name. He knows me. He dwells in me. He abides in me. He keeps me. He fills me. He covers me. He clothes me. How great is God? Your fear of the taunting voices will change. God will turn your life around. You won't care what people say about you anymore. All you'll care about is what they're saying about God. And what are you saying? And God will turn your world upside down and turn it around. Don't fear what leaders and politicians are doing. Pray the will of the Father be done. Stand in faith. God will use your prayer to turn the world around. A prophet once said, my servant can't see who's with me. But God, I know there are more with us than there are with them. Them being those that are pursuing us. Open his eyes that he can see. There's nothing to worry about. The Lord is our shepherd. God is with us. When the prophet opened his mouth and he spoke the word, the mind of the man, the guy that served with him, his eyes were open, and he too saw that there were more with him. And fear left him, and courage and faith rose up in him. And God blinded the darkness of that which essayed to overcome them, to pursue them. God will blind that thing, whatever it is, in your life so it cannot follow you, pursue you. If it's your own mind, your own fears, your own doubts, he'll enlighten you to the wisdom and understanding that God is for me. Nothing can be against me. Great is God who is with me in all things at all times. We give you praise, mighty God of heaven. I pray for this body of people here. I pray for everyone who is watching now and will watch. God, free your mind. God, give you the joy that comes from knowing. He has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called you to his glory, his power, his virtue. We are on the dawn of a revelation of the perfect order of God, and it is going to captivate the nations of the earth. And God, as he said, will be glorified. And there will be a great rising up. Some will call it revival, restoration, a new thing. But it is the doing of the Lord. It is the beginning. It is the genesis of time where, and God, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God In the beginning, God. And God said. Father, we give you praise for it. We thank you. Jesus. Identity, nature, authority, and power, we pray. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted. Everyone shouted. Come on. Say, this is the greatest season of my life. Say, only God is pursuing me. Come on, say, only the blessing of the Lord. Be overcome by the blessing of God. See your world turn around. See God give you an idea. See God speak through your mouth and say something that changes things that have been sitting and hanging out to dry for eons, years, days. See the glory of the Lord manifest in your life. Say it like this. Favor of the Lord is after me. Come on. Favor of the Lord is after me. Say it. Lay your ear to your mouth. Say it. Favor of the Lord is after me. He's pursuing me. It's so plain to see. All I have to do is just stop. And worship him. Just stop. Be still and know that he's gone. God's releasing it right now, freeing you right now. Believe. Worship him. We worship you, God of heaven and earth. Ever present, Lord. Right here, right now. Everything is ordered perfectly, the perfect order of God's will and word. Christ brought it into fruition, brought it to pass, said, it's done. It's set. Believe. Whether they speak against you, call you names, hate you, abuse you, put you to death, try to put you to death, know that I'm God with you. It's not by the hand of man. It's by my Spirit. I'm working all things for my glory, for my purpose. And if you believe, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. Do you hear the word of the Lord? No weapon formed against you will prosper you. But God will prosper you in his will and way. And in a situation that you say, how could this possibly be God? You'll see God being your possible. God, we praise you. All things are possible to them that believe. Father, we believe you, we praise you, we love you, we worship you, and we thank you. We thank you. There's peace in this place. There's joy in this place. There's soundness in this place. There's power in this place. There's God in this space. Great is God with us. Great is God in you. Say, God's using me to move heaven today. No, think about what you're saying. God's using me. I'm the vessel he's chosen. He's using me to move heaven. He's using me as I hear the voices of disagreement. He's using me to make them speak the word of the Lord. He said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, see their minds change. Declare the good news. You realize how blessed we are? You know what he told us to do? Declare the good news. Say it's good. Because of Christ, it's good. All things is good. Watch your world turn around. The promise says so. The promise. God made the garden so the invisible became visible. He made the garden. He made humanity so the invisible could become visible. And he showed you out of a seed, the seed you are. We are the seeds of promise. How incredible the invisible makes itself known. That's why you're here. And that's what a born again does. And that's who we are. In Jesus' name. Give God.